specials. It's quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits have added some sizzle at the ballpark in 2019 for the Year of Bacon. Each night is topped with new bacon-themed food items, including bacon on a stick, bacon-wrapped hot dogs, and of course, bacon biscuits. For ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call 323-BALL. Bake 'em!
If you are experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help. Hardest Hit Alabama is a foreclosure prevention program for eligible homeowners. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the ABA, and this station.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better-than-normal chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue for the next few hours until they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 76. Tomorrow, more oppressive heat with triple-digit heat indices, the actual high in the middle 90s. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms around for some lucky communities. That'll cool you down for a little while. Then the heat actually gets worse Monday through Wednesday of next week. If you thought the heat indices were hot this week, wait till you see next week. It's going to be pretty intense. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
This from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical, and I do mean hysterical, Montgomery, Alabama, it's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it may implicate or verse vice. It depends on how you look at it. Welcome to the program, folks. My name is Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex and a man struggling to find my opening file so I can correctly read this opening to you. Welcome to the program. Tonight's a very special edition of Clearing the Air. It's a four-hour. We're going to be on till 10, so we will take calls a little later in the program. Let us get through the first bit of content first before we start jumping off and taking calls, because we got a lot going on right now. I guess most of you probably heard about Epstein purportedly killing himself, and if you believe that, yeah, I've got a small island I'll be glad to sell you really, really cheap. They've been trying to kill him since he got in there, and you know why, because of all the names that he can recite, but we have all that information anyway, so it's going to be interesting. But, you know, Postman and I were having this conversation before we came on, and I said I still believe no one of any consequence is going to be indicted, much less go to prison. Because they run everything. They're the ones behind the so-called justice system. They run our country, folks. And when you think about Trump and what Trump's trying to do, Trump's not trying to, let me see if I can word this correctly. Trump's trying to take America back, because America's gone. It's not we're trying to keep them from taking America. They have America. They have America by the short hairs. Trump's trying to take it back, because the powers that shouldn't be, the Luciferian psychopaths that run this world, they have America now. She's under their control. That's why you're seeing God kicked out, all the evil stuff that's been going on. They're the ones doing it, because they're evil people. Again, they're Luciferian psychopaths. And I was talking to the little short mean woman earlier today, and one thing I don't understand is why no other talk show host on this network talks about the biblical prophecy. They don't talk about where God fits into all this. They don't talk about where America fits into God. They don't talk about any of this. And I don't see how you can come to any truthful conclusion without bringing God into the equation, because God is the equation. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand that. How can you not bring God into this? You have to, because all of this has been foretold. This shouldn't be, if you're a Christian, none of this should be a surprise to you. Now, the problem is the parts of the Bible that they've taken and hidden from us, and the parts they've manipulated. That's why I don't believe you should sit in a church and let a preacher tell you how to think. I think it's up to you. You need to read the Bible. You need to get on your hands and knees. You need to pray to your Creator, and you need to ask Him, Father, open my eyes. It's so important, folks. So important. But anyway, I found my opening thing, so let's get back to where we were. Now, this program exists because the three of us stand ready to uncover that which has been hidden from us, and I believe with all my heart that this is what God wants us to do. Remember, Scripture says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We're trying to stop that, prevent it, slow it down, something. And by three, I'm not talking about just your generic three people. I'm talking about the two friends of mine that are in the studio, from left to right, my friend and brother in Christ, who's also a fellow Morgellon sufferer, Jason Johnson. Say hello to the folks, Jason.
Hello to the folks, Jason.
And of course, without much further ado, the man with the plan, the dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. You know him, you love him, you just can't bust him, and you can't live without him. The incomparable Postman. He's looking at me like, what in the hell are you talking about? Welcome, Postman.
Good to be here once again.
It is good to be here, isn't it? Yeah. As Pat Sullivan, not the quarterback, but the radio Pat Sullivan, likes to say, I would rather be seen than viewed. And amen to that. Okay. Achtung, everyone, as Schultz would say. Here's the part you need to remember above everything else. Do not believe a single word you hear on this program. You have to do your own investigating, come to your own conclusions about what's really going on in this world. Remember, my dad always said, something that you have to work and toil and sweat to attain is always going to mean more to you than something freely given. All right, got it? Got it. Here's some breaking news, as I just said. Jeffrey Epstein has purportedly committed suicide. First off, the problem that we have here is the mainstream media is totally controlled and treasonous, so you don't know if what they're telling you is true or not. He may still be alive. They may have scooted him off somewhere. Who knows? He presents the biggest threat to the powers that shouldn't be in quite a while, I guess since Assange. Because he can name names. He knows who's been on his island. And I believe with all my heart that he was working for Mossad, Israeli intelligence. And we know they have that island wired and videoed. So they use it to get something on the people that go there. Because that's what DC's all about. What can you get on someone else so you can have control over them? That DC's all about getting control over the other people so all of you can have control over us, the subjects, I mean citizens of this country. That's kind of how the game is played, folks, believe it or not.
It's the other S word.
I'm sorry?
It's the S word.
The S word.
Slavery.
Slavery. Yeah, slaves. It really is.
Slaves.
You know, and slavery keeps popping up again in the news. And what kills me is slavery exists right now in this world. Why are these people bringing up something that ended in this country over 150 years ago? Why are they bringing that up instead of trying to stop what's happening now? And the answer is because there's not any money in it. There's money in bringing up the past. There's not any money on stopping the current or the future.
And yes.
That's how it works.
Yes, it is. And that was a horrible, wretched act that was done against the and honorable people. And there's no amount of money, no amount of words.
I agree.
Nothing that could pay restitution for that.
I agree.
And the only somebody that can actually rectify the checks and balances on that horrid act is our prime creator.
Wow.
Let him do it.
Wow, well said.
Let's stay out of it because all it's going to do is cause a problem. He'll do it when he comes. Let it be.
Well said, Postman. You know, when I grew up, the N-word was thrown around a lot in my extended family. And that's something, and I never realized until I got older what that word meant to people of color. I didn't know it meant what it apparently means or what it does mean. And, you know, that I had a lot of stuff I had to rectify within my own self about that because to me it didn't mean a negative, well, it did mean a negative thing, but it didn't mean it as severely as apparently it does mean it. This is hard for me to say, but I'm trying to talk from the heart here. My family, that's kind of how it was back then. And I know that's not an excuse and this doesn't make it right. That's kind of how it was. But thank God, I've seen so many changes just in the 58 years, I'm 59 years now, of my life. I've seen things get so much better as far as races, the race goes. If the powers that shouldn't be will stay out of it, if they will stop poking the bear, then maybe we can heal. But we're never going to be able to heal if they keep poking the bear. That's just kind of how I see it. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, over 400 years ago that the just over 400 years ago that the law was passed, and we're coming up on an anniversary. It's August. It was August 20th, 1619, that a Dutch vessel.
That's right.
Left the I think it was the Ivory Coast. In mm-hmm. in Africa, and sailed across the Atlantic, and it docked in Virginia, and the anniversary was coming up. I think it's next week. It's August 20th.
Now that wasn't planned, was it? I mean, the colonists weren't waiting on this ship to get here with slaves, were they? Because I had heard that it kind of like was an impromptu deal, like, hey, we need this, we'll give you these guys if you'll give us this. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's right or not.
Well, it's a long story. It'll take it'll take a half the show if sure. I try to go through it, you know, because it all extended, you know, from Long Island and the Dutch. Remember, it was New Amsterdam.
That's right.
And it goes all the way back to that. And the reason why they took it, and then the Dutch started doing, you know, some other stuff, and you know, it just it just goes on and on and on and on.
So when's the anniversary? Do you remember?
It's August 20th.
I'm sorry you said that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. August 20th.
Yeah, it's next week.
It's going to be interesting to see if it's celebrated or even mentioned on the mainstream media.
It might.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. It depends on if it can serve any purpose within their little world, you know? It's kind of how it works with them. If they can't. They can't make money off of it. If it doesn't serve any nefarious purpose, they'll just leave it alone. That's kind of how the media works. All right, folks, this is Clear in the Air. We're going to take our initial long, long three-minute break. Be back in just a few minutes. Y'all come back with us. Bye.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this. Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Riverwalk Stadium. The uniforms, the fireworks, the food, and what really makes Montgomery Biscuits baseball the best? The fans. The Biscuits have been baking up some fun and invite you to join them all season long.
The Biscuits are baking up fresh memories every night of the week. 2019 is your chance to bake them with your family and friends at Riverwalk Stadium. For nightly promotions and ticket information, check out BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Bake them!
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
5-Hour Energy wants to send you to Nashville. Go backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, see the Country Music Hall of Fame, and meet Dierks Bentley in person. Just buy any 5-Hour Energy product, snap a picture of your receipt, and visit 5hecountry.com to enter. You could be on your way to some hot country nights in Music City. Sweepstakes ends October 31st, 2019. Must be U.S. resident age 18 or older to enter. For official rules and how to enter without purchase, visit 5hewin.com. Void where prohibited. Sponsored by Living Essentials, LLC.
And now, a back-to-school message from Puffs Tissues. Back to school, kids will soon head to learn to make new friends and spread new germs. But ordinary tissues can leave noses red, so send them off with Puffs instead. Protect their school-bound noses. It's all you can do to keep a little red nose from coming home to you. Even in the classroom, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Good song. I never got into that kind of music. Kind of like that. That's pretty cool. Welcome back to the program. You know, our President Donald J. Trump, addressed the nation about the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio over this past weekend. He condemned hate, bigotry, and white supremacy, but failed to mention the Dayton shooter's leftist affiliations and his ties with Antifa. Now, you're talking about a bunch of rocket scientists here. These people who are devout socialists who go about calling us Nazis. They're too stupid to understand that Nazis were, in fact, socialists, but be that as it may. Trump said he will support social media to identify mass shooters before they strike, which is going to be interesting because how are they mass shooters if they haven't shot anyone yet? That's going to be interesting. Basically, that's going to mean more internet censorship. He also called for, and this is the scary part, broadening mental health laws to allow your involuntary confinement upon the statement of anyone who says you are a danger to yourself or others, and you will have no right to defend yourself. These are called red flag laws, and what that is if anyone says that you are a mental case, or if you're having mental issues, they think you're a danger, then the federal government can decide whether you should be allowed access to a firearm. If they decide you shouldn't, they'll take them away from you, and they can actually lock you up for that. It's amazing because, and I tie this in an article I wrote in our official Clearing the Air Facebook page. Think about Morgellons, people who are going through what Jason and I are going through. You go to your doctor and you go, "Doc, you're not going to believe this, but this my hairs, they're moving." And the doctor looks at you under his glasses and goes, "Uh-huh." And gets out his pad. This happened to me. Gets out his prescription pad, starts writing. You're like, "What you doing, Doc?" "I'm writing you a prescription." "For what?" for those bugs you think you have. In other words, they believe you're delusional. That's, in my opinion, they're going to use that as an excuse to say he's got mental issues, he's delusional, he can't have guns. And they're going to use this as an excuse for a mass roundup of taking the weapons. I believe that. It makes sense. And that's kind of how they roll. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly how they roll. But, you know, it just blows me away what all's going on right now. If you can't see this, folks, I don't know what to tell you. I put two videos out on my official YouTube channel this past week of the things I'm seeing in the trees. It's almost like God's given me insomnia. So at 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm wandering around outside with my night vision and my old Galaxy 3 on inverted color. And I'm taking pictures of these things in the trees. You can see their eyes, vertically slit pupils, their heads. There they are, hidden in plain sight. And it's weird because I have people from all over the world that email me and say, yes, I see them too, da da da. But you can hear crickets chirping on this show. Nobody seems to believe it. Folks, you're going to have a very steep learning curve very soon, and a lot of you are not going to be able to handle it. You are going to crap your pants, and you're going to pass out when you see what's come up on this earth.
Yeah.
I believe they're here.
The tops of some of these folks' heads going to blow off.
They are.
Once they see what's going on. Once they see what's
manifesting upon this planet.
What's manifesting up on the planet. They're already here, but they're just phased. They're in another dimension outside of ours.
Yes.
Once we make the transfer from third to fourth,
then we'll be in the same dimension.
We'll be in the same dimension.
There they are.
And you'll be able to see them.
And I think, Postman, the reason I can see them with the digit, well, I think God's taking the scales off my eyes, number one. Number two is, if you think about it, and I think you told me this, the higher dimensional beings, they vibrate at a much higher frequency. The only way to see them in this dimension is to slow the light down, which makes sense.
Right.
Camera lenses do that. They slow the light down. So I'm using, with night vision, I got two lenses. With my camera, I've got at least two lenses. So I'm slowing that light down seriously. That's why only reason I can see them, I think.
Yeah, because if you think about it, when I have to ask a question like this, I always refer back to the cameras that they have down below Venus's orbit. You know, pointing back toward the sun. That's the heliospheric camera 2 or HI-2. That camera reads nothing but energy. That's all it reads. When it looks at anything that crossed the path of the sun, it's going to read the energy signature off of it. It's not going to see it in a real time light form.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to read the infrared energy that comes off of it.
Wow!
And that's what a Galaxy phone camera will do, or any phone camera will do. What it'll do is it'll diffuse the light just enough and slow it down, you know, so you can see what's beyond the veil, just slightly what's beyond the veil. And if you just do this experiment. If you got an extra smartphone, just take it and set it up and just point it toward the sky. Just make sure the sun doesn't doesn't shine into the camera, and just set it up and just let it run. That's all you got to do.
Well, I would suggest one other thing: turn your color to black and white,
because
you can't with color, everything is so cloaked you can't see it. If you turn it to sepia or black and white, oh my dear God, everything becomes clear.
And There's a guy that comes on. He's got his own blog. I've mentioned some of his videos. Referred to some of his videos on that. Mr. MBB333.
Yep.
He always inverts the color on a whole lot of his videos.
Me too.
And sure enough, some of those videos that some of his the observers that post on his site, they actually have vessels in them. They actually have ships in them.
Well, that's the key, is flipping the colors. And let me explain why. One of the three laws of Satanism is called the law of reversal. It's in the book of the law that Aleister Crowley supposedly dictated from a demon named Awas when he was in Egypt during his honeymoon. The book of the law is like the Bible for the Satanists. And it tells the satanic initiates they should practice doing things totally opposite of convention, 180 degrees, diametrically opposed, ever how you want to put it. So they're to practice talking backwards, walking backwards, doing everything backwards. I believe that translates over to the visual realm as well.
Yes, and that's why just just in ordinary, everyday stuff like language and writing, we don't even think about it. I mean, all
cursive
of us...
Cursive writing.
All yeah. of us are taught cursive writing, you know, from... that. I guess that's why they teach you that from the first grade.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to write in cursive. We actually supposed to print. And that's the way everything should be written up in the course. It should be in prepositional phrases, not adverb, verb. I mean, it's crazy. It sounds crazy. Only somebody understands that but them. That was the only somebody that understands it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they used to read it. They've been taught to read that way.
Well, everything, and I think what the listeners need to understand is nothing has happened by accident. There's a reason for every single thing they do.
Could it be that they don't teach cursive in schools anymore, so the kids don't grow up to learn how to read the Constitution?
Could be.
What? What Constitution? The thing that exists anymore?
of the people, by the people,
yeah.
whatever?
Yeah, they definitely don't uphold it, that's for sure.
No,
they
don't.
They take an oath to do so, but they lie.
Mm. Wow. Sorry, I got diverted by an email I got from a listener showing some kind of multidimensional being. They've inverted colors, and look what you get.
Yes.
I'm telling you. I'm not the first to do this, but I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, yeah. I think I sent you. It's probably the same one I sent you.
About the multi. Okay.
Yeah, but there was another thing that I had sent you, and I was trying to find it.
Let me go.
Apparently, it has disappeared.
That's happening a lot, isn't it?
But this was some Freedom of Information Act stuff released on UFOs and government officials that were talking about the aliens and their spacecrafts that are phasing in and out of our dimension.
Existence, yeah.
Yes, and this was way back, you know, Roswell era.
Doesn't surprise me. That's kind of when everything really took off in earnest.
Yeah.
You know, the story that William Cooper tells is when that thing crashed, there was one E.T. that made the trip that didn't die. They called him E.B. He was more like a plant, interestingly enough, than an animal. And he told them where he was from, and they sent out, like the idiots that they probably were in the 40s, they sent out a distress message to whatever constellation he's from. And Postman, you probably know where he's from. I don't. I don't remember.
Yeah, Zeta Reticulum.
Oh, okay,
too.
There you go.
Yeah.
They actually beamed a message and said, hey, your guy's here. He's not well. Come and get him or come and help him or something. So we actually invited them here. If you know anything about demonology, you know that you never, ever, ever invite a demon in. Because that gives him a domain when you do that. Well, that's kind of what our government did, if you believe William Cooper, and I do. So, interestingly enough, we did that, which probably wasn't a very smart thing to do, but that's why they're here, supposedly. But, you know, there's a lot behind that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that it seemed like everything is evil. That's evil. Every entity is evil. I've noticed that, you know, doing my research, that mm-hmm. that almost every entity that's evil is in the star systems that are in the negative field.
Well, that makes sense.
Zeta Reticuli 2 lies is 39.3 degrees. That's the declination of it, and it's in a negative field,
mm-hmm.
and it's right near the Centaur constellation. That's where the home of the spider beings are.
We're not going to talk about spider beings. That gives me the freaking creeps. I don't want to talk about spider beings. That scares the bejesus out of me. We got to hit a break. Bottom of the hour break. 5 minutes, folks. Y'all stay with us. This is Clearing the Air, the most listened to evening program in the River Region. We will be back in just a few minutes.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
You know, we rely on our vehicles so much, and sometimes we don't give them the TLC, that tender loving care that they need. Hello everybody, this is Dr. Sam. There's nothing worse than breaking down when you're on a trip or just running across town, for Pete's sake. You know what? All you have to do is go down to Woodham & Sons Southside Firestone. They can take care of business. But the best thing to do is, if you have any suspicion whatsoever that your tires need replacing, that your oil needs changing, your transmission fluid, anything under the hood, or anything on the road. Woodman Sun Southside Firestone can take care of business. I've been going over there now for 40 years. Some of the absolute best ASE mechanics that you will find anywhere. Do yourself a favor. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Go by Woodman Sun Southside Firestone for those Firestone and Bridgestone tires at a great, great price. You'll be glad you did. Woodman Sun Southside Firestone. They're on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass.
Which baseball team did you play for when you were growing up?
I played on the Adams Drugs team when I was your age. I always wanted to play for Adams because that's where Mom and Dad used to take me when they picked up our medicine. They've sponsored teams ever since I can remember.
I think I'd like to play on an Adams team too.
Okay, tell you what. I have a prescription to pick up. Why don't you go with me and we'll see which teams they're sponsoring.
Sounds great.
Looking for a pharmacy who supports the community? Adams Drugs has been a proud sponsor of youth baseball and softball teams for over 56 years. The players on those teams come in and bring us pictures with Adams Drugs on their uniforms, and we display them proudly. Visit any one of our 12 convenient locations and let us be your prescription headquarters. We offer prescription delivery, online ordering, automatic refill, and the best customer service you'll find. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our better than normal chance of showers and thunderstorms will continue for the next few hours until they fade out tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 76. Tomorrow, more oppressive heat with triple-digit heat indices. The actual high in the middle 90s. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms around for some lucky communities. That'll cool you down for a little while. Then the heat actually gets worse Monday through Wednesday of next week. If you thought the heat indices were hot this week, wait till you see next week. It's going to be pretty intense. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. We all know what happened last weekend, the shootings. Well, Jason nailed it. Saturday night pre-show, when the two of us were talking, he said, initial local media reports always seem to interview eyewitnesses who claim they, every time claim they saw multiple shooters. Usually it's men in black military or SWAT-type outfits with complete with headgear carrying military-type automatic weapons. However, once the feds appear and the national media gets involved, it suddenly becomes a lone, disgruntled gunman. Jason said the initial coverage afforded the terrorist event will be scrubbed and only the latter lone gunman narrative videos will remain. That's exactly what's happened. What I, and I think Jason and Postman agree with me, what I believe is happening is this. In order to create an anti-gun sentiment in America, an army, literally, of intel-run black ops are being perpetuated. Some are false flags complete with crisis actors, a totally staged event where there are no real guns, no wounded, much less dead victims. basically a production worthy of Hollywood. Now, Sandy Hook fits this narrative perfectly because no one died at Sandy Hook. However, they also do real terrorist attacks where people are wounded and people do die. Now, they may use crisis actors in these or they may not. They will use, and they always use, a lone patsy. This goes back to JFK. Someone they've coached up to follow a very scripted plan, someone who will always be obvious to most of the people at the setting. Now, Nicholas Cruz, he was the guy down in Florida at the school shooting, right? Now, don't forget, there was a young student they interviewed who claimed she was talking to him when the shooting began. And she said he had a very surprised look in his eyes. I'll bet he did. At that point, he probably realized, uh-oh, I've been set up. Exactly. The feds are using psychotropic drugs to induce a vulnerability in these already despondent kids. They coach them, they work with them, and they use them in their plots to induce fear into every single American in this country. Now, the despicable part of this is the real terrorist threat. Radical Islam is being facilitated by the very same people who brought us domestic false flag terrorism. It's the classic look over here, not over there distraction, folks. One of the most consistent ways we have of predicting the future is by examining the past. That's so true. Do you realize how many times a purported FEMA drill has inexplicably gone live? I've told you this many times. Mathematics is the only science that of mankind that's not based on the opinions of man himself. Mathematics is the epitome of consistency. They say it's God's language. I don't know. But when we use this science to examine the terror attacks and we calculate the numerical odds of it not being planned, in other words, when we figure out the odds of these FEMA, quote, drills accidentally turning into the real thing, we find the chance so remote, the odds so astronomically high as to essentially be impossible. Yet this happens over and over and over again. How dumb do they think we are? And I guess the question should be, how dumb are we? Think about that.
Yes, we are dumb.
And it's not by accident, Jason.
Yeah, it's not just a coincidence that there were advertisements for hiring crisis actors in El Paso. Of course, the dates were supposed to be right after when the shooting happened, and Dayton, Ohio.
Really?
And Anniston, Alabama.
Imagine that. Oh, Anniston, Alabama.
Yes.
That's
yes. There were advertisers for crisis actors in Anniston, Alabama. Yes. Of course, I saved this info. Hopefully, it's still available on my device. But
yeah, if they haven't come in and got it.
Yes, but that stuff kind of disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Gets scrubbed from the internet. But
so the question I have for you two is, were these shootings a distraction?
Absolutely.
From what?
From Epstein.
Well, Epstein's gone.
Yeah.
So with him, yeah. has all that gone now? His case, is it gone? Are we ever going to hear about it again?
I'm pretty sure they're going to try to bury it. But
look at what happened to Pizzagate. It's gone.
Yes,
you don't hear
is,
anything
yeah.
about it.
And Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Exactly.
And all the officers that were suicided.
Yep.
That saw what was on his laptop.
I think most people out there, and my mother's one of those people, she's a very positive, look at the bright side of things person. And I tried to explain to her the evil we're talking about and what they do to children. She can't wrap her mind around it. I think most people are that way. And that's a good thing. But, folks, you have no idea what these people do to these children. And the reason they do it is to steal the energy from them. Our soul, our consciousness, this is just my opinion here, is that little bit of divine thread, that little bit of God, that the Creator that we all have in us. We all have it. All sentient human beings have it. It's that little bit of God. There's so much energy in that, and they want that. They want that. They take it from these innocent children because, well, I'm not going to get into how they do it. It's disgusting. But these people are beyond most people's ability to comprehend. That's how evil these people are. It's one of the reasons that I'm still doing this show is to expose as much of this as I can because somebody's got to. This has got to be stopped because children are disappearing every day. It's just unreal what's going on. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. I could recite the whole thing, but there's no point. But we got to wake up and try to stop this, folks. There's just no way around it. And you Christians out there, you know, I caught some flack from a girl on Facebook saying, well, we're supposed to just turn this over to God, or we're just supposed to focus on God, not worry about any of this. I'm sorry. I don't see that. Am I wrong?
We're called to bring the darkness into light.
Exactly. That's what I said.
We're supposed to be a light to the world.
I think by our actions, people should be able to see the most holy high God through our actions.
A shining city on a hill.
There you go. But I don't think we're supposed to sit back. If you're sitting back thinking you're waiting on your holy rescue mission or the rapture to come and get you, you're in for one heck of a surprise. I can tell you that.
Yes.
You know the situation I'm familiar with?
I am.
About the eight-year-old?
Yes. Yeah, you mentioned that last week.
Nothing's done by mistake.
No.
All right.
No.
I was at lunch yesterday, and just so happened there were two social workers sitting at the next table, and I beat around the bush asking them questions after they told me who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And they immediately told me, "I know what you're talking about. And you know what you got to do. You got to report it."
Yes. And I read an article about that in particular, to not just report it to the child services, but to report it to the police department.
But
because
they
have limitations. They're looking to see if the child is being cared for as far as food, a decent, clean place to live. And, they can, you know, put in that, hey, this something needs to be done about the situation. It looks like the child might be physically abused or whatever, but ultimately calling the police and making it a criminal matter is the best way to go. And this is written from, of course I don't have it in front of me, but written from a Child Protective Services worker.
But they're
worker.
They're part of it. They're part of the problem.
They are, yeah. And they even mentioned in the article that they are responsible for a lot of human trafficking. Of course, yeah. A lot of things like that that get posted, they get taken down pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, going back to these shootings. Mm-hmm. You know, all these mass shootings are happening in places that are very well...
No guns.
Not just no guns, but very well surveilled. You know, look at Las Vegas shootings.
Oh, more cameras than anywhere but the Pentagon.
Walmart. I mean, Walmart has so many security cameras. Mm-hmm. And yet they can only publish one still photo of him walking in, and then another still photo of him being arrested wearing different pants, by the way. I guess he went shopping while he was shooting the place up.
Good point. Good point.
But we have got to demand to see video evidence that mm-hmm. He was working alone. Even if it's just selecting a panel of everyday people.
But you're a conspiracy theorist.
And that's the reason why they're going to come take my guns away, because I'm crazy for believing that our government would do something like spraying Agent Orange on our
Vietnam
troops or giving syphilis to people.
Yeah, intentionally and to Tuskegee
victims. Our government wouldn't do something like that to us.
Conspiracy theorists.
You conspiracy theorists, yeah.
Let me ask a question.
Please do.
They hadn't had a mass shooting in Alabama, had they?
Not yet.
They know better bring that nonsense here, because
it's funny you say that, because that's what I've been saying.
They know better.
The whole thing about hiring crisis actors for Aniston got me a little on edge.
Well, Tommy Lee, of all people, Tommy Lee has come out and warned us effing deplorables how we're gonna reap what we sow and all this crap. Tommy Lee,
yeah,
that POS has come out. I got to tell you, they don't apparently aren't familiar with the South.
No.
You come down here and start that down here, before you can say howdy doody, you're going to have 15 Mossberg shotguns pointed at you. I mean, people down here, grandmas know how to use a shotgun in Alabama. You don't mess with people in the South.
Yeah.
They will kill you.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's why we haven't had anything down here.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. All right, guys, got to hit a break. 3 minutes. You're listening to Clearing the Air. Terry Adams, of course, Jason Johnson, and the Incomparable Postman. We'll be right back.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basing rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace locks, Crosby hardwired them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's not quite famous end of summer sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $399. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman mattresses. Superstores.
That $7.99 value meal you just threw out the window could cost you $250 in littering fines. And if you don't learn your lesson the first time, a second fine will cost you $500. Throw away your trash, not your cash. Sponsored by Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama law enforcement agencies, the ABA, and this station.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I'm going to play you something. This is Liberty Has Fallen. Let's see if this thing is going to work for us here.
I am a filmmaker. My next film was supposed to be an unveiling of Saturn. Knowledge that no human being on Earth has ever heard before. But I am told by the United States government that I cannot release any information about it. It is classified. And if I do, they will kill me. There is a new threat in the United States, and it is the greatest threat the United States has ever faced. It is called gang stalking, or extreme stalking, and the purpose of it is clear. It is to put the fear of death in you. It is a U.S. government dark army that is created to destroy any individual who stands out in a crowd, a special person, a talented person, an organizer, or a leader. And the purpose is to silence you, to make our country more communist. If you do not submit to them, this dark army will stalk you everywhere you go. Its lights will be in every part of your life, letting you know they are following you everywhere you go, and the next thing you will feel is the sting of death. If you do not submit, this government army will break in your home, steal your possessions, vandalize your property, and stalk you every day out in the open. Your choice is to submit and join them, and you must do whatever they tell you, and that is to stalk other Americans.
If you refuse, they will target you in a way that you have never seen in the United States of America. When I refused, they have completely destroyed me. This is not a gang. This is government power. They have the ability to use technological weapons that we can't imagine. They have ways of getting into your home that bypass your security system and even your doors. They have electronic warfare, microwave radiation. It'll hit your brain, you'll feel a tingling, and you will be completely unconscious. You will awaken, and your clothes will be on the floor, and you'll be naked. If you still do not comply, they will do this to you every day. And you will not know what's happening until your friends, your family, they stop talking to you. Because while you're unconscious, they will bring a prostitute, a homosexual. They will bring varying types of individuals who will pose with you while you are naked. And they will tell all of your friends if you're straight, you're a homosexual. They will tell everybody that if you're married, look, she's sleeping with another man. It is a way to completely destroy you. And the sad part about it is, this stage rape can also lead to other individuals having sex with you while you're unconscious. And while they're staging this homosexual act on you, or this prostitution while you are completely naked, they will take your cell phone and they will send these pictures and videos to everyone in your contacts, and thus completely destroying you. My crime is that my films are more successful than my white counterparts. And yet they have power that I've never seen before. My favorite documentary is Ancient Aliens, a show that talks about things of the ancient past that no one understands. And yet, every episode, I know what everything they're talking about, and I understand it completely. And they have the power that my cable company will not even allow me to watch the program, even though I pay for it on my bill every month. If I search for it on my television, the guide will say, this show does not exist. My phone, although I only have one phone, it will show four or five other addresses. It is cloned. Every time I pick up my phone, four or five other individuals sees every keystroke and hears everything that I say. They take these messages, and every woman that I date, they will send pictures of me laying on a floor with a prostitute or a homosexual doing acts to me and tell that woman this is who he really is. It is a way to completely destroy you, to get you to bend and no longer be an American. Although they tell me my film about Saturn is not to be released, they stole my hard drive, my computer files, and everything that I have. And I have found recently, although the government tells me that I cannot publish it because of national security, they have taken these files and given it to a white film producer, and now he can create my films. They are now completely destroying me. If you do not submit to these individuals, this government army will completely destroy you as they have done me. And the saddest thing about this army is you'll find many of their members are former soldiers, Marines, Navy, and Air Force. And even though they took an oath to protect our Constitution, they no longer believe these things. And the saddest thing of all, this United States government dark army is not from the United States.
Wow. You're very familiar with Damon T. Berry. What's he talking about with this army?
You heard his last statement?
Yeah.
His opening statement and his last statement. His opening statement was that he was going to make a movie about Saturn, the right. planet Saturn. Okay. Because Saturn is not what they say it is.
Correct.
And it's, well, I can't even go into detail on the program. Honestly, I can't. Only thing I can tell you is just around the edges is that it is an anchor planet for the solar system, for the last half of the solar system. It picks up where the sun and Jupiter leaves off, and it actually carries the rest of the planets the other planets that are in the Kuiper Belt. It actually pulls them along. Saturn and Jupiter lock magnetic fields, and they pull the rest of the solar system along with it. And they lock onto the gravitational field of the sun. And that's how our solar system works. But that's about as far as I can go with that. But his last statement...
Mm-hmm. Where are they from? Are we talking extraterrestrial, or are we talking UN troops, or what are we talking here?
No, you already mentioned it.
I did?
You already said it, the M word.
Morgellons?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mossad.
Yeah. And, you know, Frank is going to talk to us tonight about something he found out about Israel that's going to tie into all this, but I don't want to interrupt that right now. Go ahead.
Ooh, Mossad. Teaser.
A teaser, yes. That's what we call in the trade. That's what we call in the trade, a teaser.
Well, I mean, you got to realize that Israel has 5,000 years of warring, you know, under their belt. It actually is almost 6,000.
Well, they're a kick-butt little nation, too. They're used
right.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I think Frank's going to bring to the table, and I don't want to spoil it for him, is the people that are in Israel are not the people that you think they are in Israel.
No, they're not. I mean, I've said that on the program.
I know. Yeah. But Frank's done a lot of research, and
apparently
run into something.
And honestly, there's some Jews over here, but they're not the Jews that people think they are.
Right. They chose that type.
They're here. Yeah. They're here. But they're not the people there. They're not the Jews that people think they are.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Well, Frank hopefully will call on the special bat line, and we'll get him in and talk about that at some point later in the program, whenever he feels up to it. I spent some time with Kenny from Maxwell this morning, and all you prayer warriors out there, and you know who you are, I want you to pray for Kenny and pray for Kenny's wife. They got a lot going on. She was unjustly terminated from her job. I mean, her story and Little Short Mean Woman's story when she worked at an insurance company whose name I can't call, were unjustly fired, never been late, always had perfect reviews. Same thing kind of happened to Patty. And, you know, it's just been one thing after another with health issues. So please pray for Kenny and Patty. These are very good, godly people, and they need your prayers right now. And please, please pray for them while I'm thinking about it. Also, while I'm thinking about it, thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours every Saturday night. I really, really